Time for our weekly get-together on the record with the Roanoke Rambler. In for Ian Price this morning. Here's WFIR's Gene Moreno.
All right, Joey, thank you. Gene Moreno here filling in for Ian. Investigative reporter Jeff Sturgeon is with us. This is On the Record. We're going to talk about a couple things and that are in this week's issue. The big one is the Western Virginia Water Authority releasing records to the Rambler. Talk about that a little bit. This was the proprietary information they were claiming having to do with the projected water use for the data centers.
That's right. Yeah. According to records that came out yesterday, each data center Google would build in Botetourt would need 2 million gallons of water to cool its computers each day of operation. Now, the records about water usage for this potential data center, as they call it, they're the story here. Officials at the Western Virginia Water Authority had said that the records were proprietary and confidential and that their release would hurt Google's competitiveness. The Rambler sued, and a judge ruled for us, for the news organization. She said the authority didn't have a legal basis to withhold the records. They were public records. But the authority didn't release the records at that point. It asked for a delay in having that ruling take effect so that it could appeal. The Rambler argued that no, the ruling should mean that the records have to be released. Well, it went to a higher court, and the higher court rejected twice the request to delay the ruling, once in January and once last week. Now, before the records came out yesterday, Mike McAvoy, who directs the authority, was scheduled to appear for a contempt of court hearing that the Rambler sought on grounds that he had violated the court order.
Yeah, and I saw a picture of Mike McAvoy on a stand. So they, I guess Henry took it, Henry Gondreau, the publisher. But so they've been in court before on this for a while.
And they've been in court, and they were headed back to court next week, and the records were released. And now, so that hearing is off now.
So what happens, and I saw something in the article about how this could have implications elsewhere in Virginia. So I'm assuming other localities are trying to withhold that information too. Do you know that?
Well, Megan Ryan, who directs the Virginia Coalition for Open Government, said, in her opinion, the judge did the right thing. She said that local government agencies too often withhold records from the public by claiming that they contain business information that legitimately needs to be protected because it's proprietary. She also said that local governments are stretching the definition to the point of overuse. So in her mind, this is considered a step back from there, a court saying, no, you can't do that.
Right. And I would imagine there's one of the arguments might be there is public interest in knowing how much water you're going to suck out of the system that we all rely on.
Indeed. And Judge Schifoni's ruling for the Rambler said that very thing. Well, so what we know now is that since we finally have these records, right, that we've been fighting for more than a month, the authority has agreed to provide 2 million gallons a day to Data Center 1, assuming it's built, and they said construction could begin this year, and to provide those gallons by January of 2028, which is possibly when the data center construction would be done. And the Water Authority is signed up to receive wastewater. As well, 570,000 gallons a day.
Okay, so they're going to get about a quarter of the water back?
Yeah.
2 million a day?
That's right.
Okay, so does the rest evaporate or something? Who knows?
Yes, most of it evaporates in a cooling scenario. The water itself would come from Carvin's Cove, at least initially. There have been significant discussions about the need for an additional water source, about the cost of that, several hundred million dollars, about who would pay for it. And this data center project seems to be moving those discussions along. The Water Authority would say that we need another water source up in that part of the region.
Regardless of whether or not the data centers get built for population growth or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, so, and you were saying before, Jeff, that it's projected Google's looking at three data centers?
Yes. We reported previously that a permit submitted to the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality by Google said, hey, we want to do three of these data centers. Can we get the permits? And so the back end of the water supply agreement, the cap, so to speak, is 8 million gallons a day. We know from the records that were just released. And so I gather one could presume that if they go to three data centers, they'll need not 2 million a day, but something closer to 8 million a day.
Okay. Just for the three.
Yeah.
So they kind of put a, maybe a fudge factor in there or something.
Sounds like it. And that's a lot of water for this authority, right? We know because it's been reported that the largest water user right now, industrial water user, the authority serves is the Coke plant in downtown Roanoke, 260,000 gallons a day.
Well, so you're talking like a tenfold increase almost.
Way over that, yeah.
Wow. And it's interesting, and I know this is not in the article, but Google also bought the power rights coming off the new Rocky Forge Apex. So they're, I guess that's one thing they could say they're doing is taking strain off the power system if that goes through, that type of thing.
I think they could say that. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And one more point on water, there is a thread of discussion about maybe not using drinking water or essentially raw water out of Carvin's Cove to cool the plants, that maybe there could be a different way to do it. Maybe treated wastewater mm-hmm. has been mentioned.
Right. It seems like this whole data center thing, we're just kind of at the beginning of it. They're going to have to figure, whether it's a closed loop cooling system or something, they're going to have to figure something out.
Right. I think we're at the doorstep of an opportunity for innovation and, you know, Botetourt, the Water Authority, and Google, we hope, are putting their heads together to come up with the most smart way right. to use resources to keep these data centers going.
All right. We're talking with Roanoke Rambler reporter Jeff Sturgeon. RoanokeRambler.com. Sign up for the newsletter that comes out every week. This is On the Record. I'm Gene Morano sitting in for Ian Price. Let's talk about a project, a story you did. A 200-year-old farmhouse will not be destroyed by a developer, the Huntington House. And that's what, in Northeast Roanoke? Talk about that.
Okay. Yes, if you go out Williamson Road and you happen to turn on Huntington, which is happens to be right where Basil Pizza is, you go into the neighborhood, you will come upon a place called Huntington. It's Huntington Boulevard, 320 Huntington Boulevard is this.
But Huntington is the mansion.
Yeah, only. D-O-N
right.
Is the name of the very large home that sits at 320. Now, the history, the backstory is that some, you know, 60 years before Roanoke was even formed, a gentleman and his wife from over in the Chesapeake Bay area who were prosperous came to the region. And, you know, this is part of literally the westward expansion of the United States mm-hmm. and built this very large house at the center of what was then 500 acres, a 500-acre plantation. That house is still there, built in 1819.
And a developer wanted to take it down and add to the development he's putting in the property around the house.
Yeah, that's right. There's most of the old plantation is now Northeast Roanoke, and the house that was the center of it is sitting on about 6 acres. Earlier this month, February 10th, a contractor proposed in a preliminary filing with the city to put in a housing development, a tightly packed set of townhouses and homes. 42 townhomes in a multi-unit building setup and a dozen houses on that property. The the technical drawing showed the house is gone, all mm-hmm. the trees, that some of which are very large, gone, and so that was the beginning of the oh crap moment that folks in the preservation community experienced. Michael Police, who's the senior architectural historian at the Virginia Department of Historic Resources, told me, boy, it would really be a shame if that house is removed. That was the plan.
Right.
Then yesterday, the plan changed. The gentleman, Sullivan Moore of Moore Contracting in Vinton, who had been proposing this development, had had a meeting with the city on Monday. I called him yesterday, and he said, hey, I'm probably not going to go the route that I initially proposed. So the preservation community is breathing a sigh of relief. Mm-hmm. The new plan is to build some houses, though put them on the streets, Oliver and Huntington, and explore keeping the house.
Right. And we already have a few seconds left, but this is something you see around Roanoke, other places, Jeff, with these old houses. A lot of them are dilapidated, but they have historical value, and either someone needs to pick up the ball and get them restored or something.
Correct. And tax credits are one way to defray something like up to 45% of the cost of a renovation.
Right. Historic tax credits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is an old thing, developers versus people that want preservation. So we're going to hear more stories probably from the Rambler in the future, huh?
Yep. We'll stay on it.
All right. The Roanoke Rambler, Jeff Sturgeon, reporter, RoanokeRambler.com. Sign up for the newsletter. And Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Gene.